Well, joined today by Aggie Podopinski, coming up on a monumental event here in July, Aggie, where you guys are finally going to get to have that 100th edition of the event. We'll kind of talk about that, but where did the history of this event start? Obviously, it's a long time running, but what do you know of the history? And I guess to tell us a little bit about this event.
Well, 100 years ago, plus a couple of years because of COVID, it started with a two-day tournament at Royal Regina in Wascana. And there are some interesting points as it went along the way. When I first played the tournament, started on the committee, it was very much a social event. It started Sunday evening with registration, where there would be dainties and coffee and tea and juice, and you'd register, and then you play the two-day tournament the next day. That was a few years back. Along the way, throughout the years, there were a number of lady golfers, as I mentioned, some groundbreaking legends like Marg Elliott, Marguerite Slack, Joanne Goulet, who participated in the tournament. And in those days, it was the Regina City Ladies.
Okay.
So it was contained within the city of Regina, but very well supported throughout the years. And you can check all the history on the Golf Genius website that we've set up for registration. It's quite interesting to see how the tournament progressed and who the winners were and who the ladies were. As numbers started to dwindle, we're looking probably 20 years ago now, 15, the committee realized that a revamping of the tournament was going to be needed. So in 2009, the name was changed to the Regina Ladies Open, and thereby allowing us to invite any player with a valid handicap, not just around Regina. We now have players throughout the province, throughout the country, and we even have one player that comes in from Texas every year if she can make it. So it's been a great tournament in that respect, from attracting everyone, especially since we opened it up. There are many winners, multiple winners, and Joanne Goulet sets the record with 28 city championship wins. That includes the winning streak from 1979 to 1990.
Wow, Joanne, obviously legendary for sure. I guess what makes it such a signature event? Because, you know, you're taking up to 100 entries this year. You know, it's tough to get women to play these events, but obviously you guys have done a great job of that.
We've been very fortunate to be able to sustain a good participation base. Over the last handful of years, we've averaged 50 to 60 players. Our highest number of participants was a few years back at 96. Feedback from the players indicates that the most significant factor is that this is a two-day tournament played at two different courses. It's a stroke play, just like any other provincial or other courses, but it's over two different courses. Participating courses include privately run public courses, municipal courses, and private and semi-private courses, all located within and around Regina. These six participating courses are on a three-year rotation schedule. And so that allows you over a three-year period to play six different courses. Also good value for the entry fee. And we try to promote also a good balance between competitive and not as much fun to just have fun, but just more of a easy competitive balance along with competitive. And that's also been attracting a lot of players.
Yeah, I think so. I looked at just Saskatoon just had theirs, and I think there was almost 70 in their field as well, and I think it went down to six flights, and it looked like a great weekend for them as well. You guys have been working so hard, and, you know, you think you're going to have 100 in 2020, and then, of course, it doesn't happen 2021, and maybe close, but again, you know, the safety reasons, you don't get to have it, but this year it's full go. I guess, how has it been over the last couple of years trying to make a really memorable event, but then having to push it off, but now finally here? How has that been?
Well, we started in 2019. The committee started planning, putting ideas together, and we really didn't stop until we canceled the tournament in, I think it was April, May 2020. We stopped at that time. We had our major sponsor, Regina Dental Group. Throughout the years, they've been very supportive. But going into 2020, we realized that the committee, the players, and the sponsors were uncomfortable with moving forward. It was a challenge, just like everything else in COVID when it hit. And the uncertainty was probably the biggest challenge for all of us, like I mentioned. Should we? Shouldn't we? So we just decided to not continue with the tournament in 2020, and it was the best decision that we could. So there was really no planning throughout that year. And then in early 2020, in 2021, it was almost easier because we had gone through a year already, and there was no hesitation on our part saying that we're still too much uncertainty, we're still in the throes of COVID, and everyone's position and thinking was the same. Safety for the golfers was also paramount as well. And so the decision to postpone it 2021, like I said, was a little bit easier. This year has been so refreshing because we've been able to get out of the gate with all of our sponsor recruiting, gift takeaways, raffles, donations, and it's been a relief to know that we can do all of that without any hesitation or any uncomfortableness amongst everyone. And it's been very exciting to know that we can go full steam ahead for the celebration.
Absolutely. She sponsors the Dental Group and Randy Gill, which obviously is a big friend of golf, Saskatchewan Hall of Famer, a big part of that,
yes.
Promoting golf for sure. What's planned to make this one, you know, a weekend, or I don't know if it's during the weekend, but the 18th and 19th, what's planned to make this a really memorable event and for people to look back and say, wow, that 100th year of the Regina's Ladies Open was something else?
What we have planned this year is an enhancement of the way the tournament has unfolded in the past years. It's always been a two-day tournament. It's always been a stroke play tournament. And that hasn't changed. But this year, we are going to be including more for the entry fee. We're looking at a light lunch on Monday, a very, very nice dinner, wrap-up dinner, awards dinner on Tuesday. Each golfer will take a 100th anniversary takeaway gift. And as well as proximity prizes that have been supported by our sponsors. A lot of what I've just described have not in the past been part of the tournament. So that's the experience that we are right now planning, and we're hoping we can continue to top that up.
Yeah, it's going to be fantastic. You mentioned the Golf Genius page. I'll have that linked in the story, but is there anything else that you just wanted to add today that maybe we didn't touch on just kind of leading up here?
Well, I think it's great value for the entry fee. The entry fee is $175. And that will include two green fees, lunch Monday and Tuesday, and the takeaway gift, which far exceeds the $175 to get into any of the other little goodies that we have. And we would like to see everyone come out and participate. I think this would also be an opportune time to let folks know that the base committee group are intending to not continue on. We have two or three ladies that are willing to continue next year with the committee and with the tournament, but a lot of us have put in a lot of years into the committee, and we're looking to wind down on the 100th anniversary. So that was another reason that we stayed on, so that we could contribute historically as well as put some ideas together to make it the best tournament that we have had so far. But we're looking for volunteers to help the committee for 2023 continue the tournament. That would be one important message that I would like to put out to everyone.
Well, I'm sure once some ladies play in it and realize how great a weekend it is, if they're Regina, they're close enough, they'll help out and keep it going for sure. 100 years, it's amazing. Thanks for doing this today, and looking forward to following along and seeing who's going to be the winner.
All right. Thank you very much.